الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My brothers, we thank Allah تبارك وتعالى for the guidance of life, for sparing our lives to witness another day of Ramadan again. Today, bismillah ta'ala, is number 2 day in the month of Ramadan, it is 1440. Like we started yesterday, with regard to the Tajdeed theme of this our year, morning admonitions to all of all Muslim believers, brothers and sisters that are present and those that are not present here. If you could recall yesterday, we briefly discussed issues that surround our ways of doing things. Alhamdulillah, we want to also as well look at something. Our life has been created. Your life, my life has been traded by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for an exchange of Jannah. Since the purpose behind our creation of humanity is to worship Allah. That is the purpose of Allah creating you and me. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Isn't it? That is your purpose, my purpose. Allah do not create mankind and jinnkind for nothing but there to be what? The servant of Allah. So, it should have been that we worship Allah day and night without having permission to do anything else. Since the purpose for Allah creating you and me, it is only to us worship Him alone. So day and night, we should be worshiping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala without us having permission to do anything else. You go worship Allah, you don't have any permission. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in this surah, Surah At-Tawbah, Quran 9 verse 111. You say what? That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala yesterday has portrayed the life of the believers and their property in exchange for that they will have paradise. Allah has purchased your life and your property in an exchange that Allah Ta'ala will reward you with Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala count us among those believers. Things of our life have already been portrayed as a verse, a slave. We have no claim of ownership of our life. Kasim, when you are the owner of your life, I know he is not the owner of his life. Musa Brown, are you the owner of your life? He can't dare say he's the owner of his life. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He owns it. So no one can claim the ownership of his life. Rather, it is his sole product. Had Allah commanded us to worship Him day and night, prostrate to Him long hours, and had He prohibited us from busying ourselves with any other activities besides worshiping Him, it would have been a just command because we have been created for the sole purpose of worshiping Allah. But Allah did not do that. Allah did not do that. It gives you the free will, isn't it? To worship Allah. And Allah Ta'ala say He created you and He gives you the free will. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا If you wish, you believe. If you wish, you believe. But each of the one or each of the either way you choose will, that certainly there will be consequences or there will be a reward for your actions. If you choose to believe in Allah and worship Allah, there will be reward and there will be Jannah for you. If you choose to believe in Allah and fail to obey Allah and worship Him, there will be a consequence of your actions by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala giving you hellfire. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. However, my brothers in Islam, my life is sacrificed for Allah, and He bought our lives and our wealth, and the exchange of it is Jannah. Jannah is paradise. And then He returned the lives and wealth to us. Despite the fact Allah Ta'ala has purchased them, isn't it? But He returned the life to all and the world. So brothers in Islam, we need to know that Allah Ta'ala is mighty. Moreover, He allow us to eat, drink, and earn a livelihood. With that, He just command us to establish the 5 daily prayers along with a few other obligations. And He commanded us to abstain from few things. Besides this obligation, a few prohibitions, we are given liberty to live as we please. If you like, behave the way you want on that. It is a liberty, quote. Now you can drive the whole of the land. If Allah wishes, you say 24 hours, you continue praying to Him. But He chooses to give you a few minutes. And despite the fact of that, we don't in any way obey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, all this is from the mercies and grants of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Come towards the purpose in this month of Ramadan, brothers. The purpose for this month of Ramadan. Allah knew that by allowing human beings to engage in earning a livelihood, their heart would slowly be covered with hindrance. Therefore, from time to time, Allah placed opportunity for His servant to remember Him and to come back to Him. For 11 months, we walk, we trade, we labor, we farm land, we grow crops, we enjoy our family. Our friends eat and drink. As a result, we become headless. So Allah pleases from month of Ramadan to remind people. In the 11th month, we have the time to do everything we like. Oh. You know, man, you know, when man eats food, he's satisfied. When man is satisfied, the next thing, what is he going to think about? What man is going to think about? You have that what you want. The next thing, what you'll be thinking of? You'll be thinking that you are yourself. And the next step is towards stealing. Do you understand me? And that's why it is advisable to all. When you want to eat, don't eat to your fullest. Because as soon as you eat, and you eat too much, you'll be lazy, number one. Number two, you draw sicknesses to yourself. Number three, you'll not be mindful of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is reality. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So the purpose Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala placed this Ramadan to remind people of their purpose of life. The purpose for which they have been created and sent to earth, so that they could engage in worship and reconnect back to Allah and to seek forgiveness for his sins and that he have accumulated in the past 11 months, so that they can uncover the causes of hindrance and that have employed their heart and cleansed their heart of darkness, so that they can reach the potential for which they are all created, so that you can be called upon to account for whatever you have done, so that you will be reconnected back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is what it means, brothers and sisters. So you can know that Ramadan, Allah has placed it for you and me as a source of what? Cleansing our sins. So why not taking the opportunity to repent back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Repent back to Allah. Be mindful of whatever you do. Be a servant that will obey Allah sami'na wa ata'na. Don't be a servant that will say sami'na wa, you know, you say sami'na wa ushribu, I have heard but I will disobey. So be a servant that will hit in with the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Where are those brothers among us? Where are those sisters among us? But every day in and day out, they find themselves with a habit that is contrary to that of Islam. So brothers, Islam, Ramadan is a turning point. Our most making a turning point for all of us. We pray Allah Ta'ala to guide each and every one of us and make it easy for all of us. So brothers, Islam, we will stop here today and tomorrow, if Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us, we will continue with what does Ramadan mean? What does it mean? The word Ramadan. And after doing that, we'll try to the best of our ability to also look at a place and maybe ask us to how to welcome Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith in Iman. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us messages and understand of Islam. Our brothers and sisters that are sick, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give them quick recovery. Those that are finding it very difficult to fast Ramadan, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give them the ability and the provision. There are some sisters, we pray Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to guide her and give her tawfiq, guidance of tawfiq. She chose embrace Islam a few days ago. She has some fears, but let's put her in prayer for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to provide for her, protect her, and grant her those things that are good for her in this world. Not just that, to protect her from what she has been done. It is important for that. And also, a sister of one of our callers that is producer said for us, in this state, died this night, a request to her from us. Her name is Zainab. So pray for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to forgive her and admit her into Jannah to Firdaus. Brothers and sisters, we pray Allah Ta'ala forgive the all of us. Strengthen our faith in Iman. Protect us all. ربنا عاتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفو فرجنا. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وآمنا متقبلا برحمتك الرحمين يهزك يا غفار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا برحمتك الرحمين. وصلوات الله وسلامه على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.